Staying with the election, the Fine Gael leader Simon Harris has again defended one of the party's candidates in Louth. In a criminal trial, John McGahan was found not guilty of assaulting a man outside a Dundalk pub. However, the jury in a civil case found the man had been assaulted and he was awarded €39,000. Opposition parties have questioned whether Mr. McGahan should be a candidate. Simon Harris was again asked about this issue on his way into this morning's cabinet meeting.
There's only one group of people in Ireland that have seen all of the evidence, and they're the 12 men and women of a jury and a judge. They saw all of the evidence, and they're the jury, and nobody else. And they decided that he was not guilty of assault. And it's very clear, had he been guilty of assault, John McGahan would not be a candidate for my party. Not every leader in Dáil Éireann can say that. There are other parties who are running people with criminal convictions. My party is not. Ultimately, the general election is now in 9 days' time. Won't be long coming around. And the people of Louth will consider, I'm sure, all of these issues in the round.
Our political correspondent Paul Cunningham is on the line. Paul, this is rumbling on.
It is rumbling on. The story sort of impacted the general election campaign when a Sunday newspaper published pictures of the victim of that attack in the immediate aftermath. Since then, the Taoiseach and Fine Gael leader Simon Harris has been explaining, and as we know, explaining is never a good place for a politician to be. This is day four, and I think until such a time as Senator McGahan comes out and talks to the media about the criticisms which have been levelled against him by the Fianna Fáil leader, and that happened again today, Micheál Martin, and also the Sinn Féin leader Marilyn MacDonald, it will continue to be an element of the campaign. So far, the Senator has shown no signs that he's going to talk to the media, and Fine Gael press office isn't giving any indication that that's likely to change, and if that's the strategy which is adopted, then Simon Harris can expect to be kept being asked that question.
It's noticeable over the past 24 hours that the larger parties have been sharpening their focus on management of the economy, and we now have Fine Gael starting an ad campaign accusing Sinn Féin of plans to raid the piggy bank.
I think one of the reasons why the big parties are focusing on the economy, because when it comes down to it on the 29th of November, many voters will cast their ballot on the basis of who they believe is the best party to manage the economy going into the future, when we do have signals coming from incoming US President Donald Trump that he could be making some big decisions in relation to things like tariffs. So that's why it's so important. And because Sinn Féin has produced its manifesto yesterday, it was always likely that Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil were going to focus in on Sinn Féin's proposed management. And the line of attack coming from both the leaders of Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael, but also people like Pascal Donoghue of Fine Gael, has been to try and suggest that Sinn Féin is going to hollow out the tax base by reducing USC, that it's going to eliminate the local property tax, that it's going to reduce carbon tax, and that yet at the same time it's going to spend big. And so Fine Gael's advert is talking about how basically they're risking. They're going to be spending more, but they're also cutting back on taxes, and that's going to bring us into trouble. Not so, say Sinn Féin. They're going to be spending the money in a better way, for example, by trying to get more housing built, which means the state spends less money on private landlords and putting people up in accommodation. So that's where the debate is at the moment. Not a surprise, and I'd expect it to continue to be on that for some time yet.
Can we move on to another element of the Sinn Féin manifesto? Marilyn MacDonald has been talking about the party's plans to review RTE's coverage of Gaza and the Middle East, and also about the NUJ's criticism of those plans. Let's hear a little of what she's been saying.
The NUJ will have their position on it in the same way that, I mean, government had to take a position in terms of governance within RTE. I understand, I hope everyone understands the difference between that and any government trying to leverage any kind of influence, editorial or otherwise, on the national broadcaster. So I think we're well capable of making these distinctions. And I think they're, as I say, for us, this is about confidence. It's about reinforcing trust.
Mary Lou MacDonald, she was responding, Paul, to earlier comments from both Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael.
Yeah, the Fine Gael leader Simon Harris accused Sinn Féin of adopting a policy which was akin to a dog whistle to conspiracy theorists. I mean, this has come as something of a surprise. It's not quite certain yet as to why Sinn Féin has decided that it wanted to have an audit or a peer review of RTE News' foreign coverage. The fact that Gaza was mentioned but other conflicts weren't, it just doesn't seem to be very well thought out. Nonetheless, Sinn Féin is sticking to its guns on this issue. It says says this happens in every other workplace. There shouldn't be a problem. This isn't about, you know, Sinn Féin trying to influence RT's editorial standards, but it's had a uniform negative reaction within the media, and it raises questions to what is the Commission na Mban doing, the sort of the media commission, because one of its jobs is to be auditing what RT does.
Can we turn to one of the other parties, Labour, talking about Garda pay? What have they been saying?
Yes, the Tipperary candidate and outgoing TD, Alan Kelly, was making some very strong comments in relation to justice. He was attacking both Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil over the record over the past 5 years, saying none of them can claim to be a law and order party when we've got fewer Gardaí now than when the coalition government came into office. But he was making a particular story which was linked, I guess, to both economic policy and also housing, because he was saying young Gardaí who are working in Dublin don't want to take overtime because they're scared that they're going to lose out on the housing assistance payment and could therefore lose where they're staying. And he's tying those two things together, saying this is a cost of living issue, but it's also a pay issue. It relates to the low pay in guards, and he claims that morale in the force has never been as bad as it is, and that's because of Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil.
Mm-hmm. Just one other thought, referring back to something we were talking about a few minutes ago. It sounds as though it could be pretty bad weather for canvassing over the next couple of days.
Well, you know, it was lash and rain, at least on the eastern seaboard for the past couple of days, and people were still having to go out. So I think if it is the case that the snow has come or we've got a bad freeze, then I think things will move online. But the campaigning, it will continue. They're just going to have to figure out the best way to do it.
Paul, thanks a million. A reminder, by the way, that The Week in Politics will air another election special tonight. That's with Áine Lawler, and it's on RTE1 television starting at 10:35.